Welcome to the Listening Post from WWNO New Orleans Public Radio. Every week we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. This week we've been busy investigating coastal erosion. Louisiana has 40% of the nation's wetlands. Man-made and environmental factors are causing more than 25 square miles of that area to disappear annually.
This is all terrible. It's just bad. There's no two ways about it.
That's Wendell Curall, general manager of the South Lafourche Levee District for the past 33 years.
To lose your home, your community, to have your community die before you die, that's what these people have seen.
We recently set up our trusty lamppost recording device at a Louisiana Water Month event in the Bywater. We also gathered audio from our regular listening posts at the Norman Mayer Library in Gentilly and the headquarters barbershop on Broad Street. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson has her waders on, and she's ready to jump in. Kate, what questions did we throw out this time?
Hey, Jesse. For the segment this week, we wanted to focus on questions about the disappearing coastline. So we asked, are you concerned about coastal erosion? Why or why not? And what questions do you have about this issue? Let's hear what people had to say.
New Orleans is a gumbo pot, and one day we all going to be sucked by water.
I know people that are directly affected by coastal erosion, and if it continues, they're no longer going to have places to live.
The loss of the wetlands has primarily been caused, in my opinion, by the desire to channelize the Mississippi River. This denied the area below New Orleans a fresh annual dosage of sediment, which then causes the wetlands and the marsh to subside.
What I've seen on the news and what I've seen people talk about in their areas where their land is starting to sink, where their houses are going underwater, is really dangerous, and I think our government should do something about it.
The coast is eroding. We need to act now. And government doesn't seem to be doing too much.
A few of these audio comments actually came through our Listening Post text message system. That's exciting.
That's right. If you're part of the Listening Post text message service, you can always respond to our questions via voice message, and we could just grab the audio.
So what did people actually text us this time around?
Well, everyone who answered said that, yes, they were concerned about coastal erosion. And as for the reasons why, one person said, Louisiana is my only home, and coastal erosion could mean the end of it in the near future. Another person said that we are losing valuable land with foliage that can help buffer during a hurricane. And another person said, New Orleans is rooted in a unique heritage that cannot be relocated, which I thought was an interesting cultural take on the issue. We also asked people if they had questions, and one person said, what plans exist to relocate communities affected by erosion? Another person asked, what's the state and federal government doing about it? And then finally, how long do we have before we have reached a tipping point and can't reverse the problem?
Well, all of these are great questions, Kate. If people want to chime in on future topics, how do they do that?
They can text the word hello to the Listening Post number, which is 504-224-5314.
Thanks for curating this week's segment, Kate. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you, Jesse.
For the last word in our program, let's travel down LA1 and hear from a person who has a lot riding on the future of the Louisiana coast.
What's at risk is our ability to live here.
Ted Falgu is the former director of Port Fouchon and a resident of La Rose, where he farms cattle and alligators.
We're worrying about the shrimp and the crabs and the oysters and oil rather than the communities and the ability to sustain ourselves. When we can do very meaningful things, there are going to be losers. There are going to be people that are impacted. And if we can't come to grips with that, then we're in trouble.
That's all for this week, Listening Posters. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Our next questions relate to sexual health education in Louisiana. Text 504-224-5314 to join in. Hit us up, New Orleans. We'll see you at the Listening Post.